to play me latest chart topper. It's called Me Fans Are Stupid Pigs.
The following training video contains performances by highly trained professional criminals.
I think the message to psychos, fanatics, murderers, nutcases all over the world is do not mess with suburbanites because, frankly, we're just not going to take it anymore.
What are you doing out in the middle of nowhere?
Well, I had to get that there crossroads last midnight. Sell my soul to the devil.
What'd the devil give you for your soul, Tommy?
Well, he taught me to play this here guitar real good.
Podcasting live from the Nut House basement, down by the river, across the street from the water treatment plant, you are listening to Sunglasses After Dark. My name is Nick. I'm your host each and every week through this punk rock cavalcade we call Sunglasses After Dark. This week's podcast is a little bit interesting. I had these grand plans of putting together a crazy podcast that was inspired by driving around on Sunday in the miserable, like 115 degree heat index weather, with no breeze, just in dead fucking sunshine, and turning to KJHK on the car stereo and hearing just some really fantastic 60s music, like the Dave Clark Five and stuff like that. It was just excellent, and I had grand plans to do a podcast on that this week. And I just didn't have the goddamn energy to do it. I didn't have the energy to dig through the record collection, pull everything out. The basement's just a wreck right now. And so I decided, here's an even better idea. Here is something I thought would make for an easier podcast this week. I was going to play only artists that have never been on the podcast. Be it the old Podomatic Rockstar Journalist podcast that I did back in 2006, 2007, be it archives I posted from the the KJHK Sunglasses After Dark radio show, or even like the past 50-some Sunglasses After Dark podcast, I wanted artists that have never made it onto or into any of my digital output. That was a fantastic idea. I think it's rather clever. I think it's great to play bands that I've never played before. As a time saver, it sucked. I probably could have recorded the entire whole damn show in the time it took me to go through and check all of the artists I wanted to play against past playlists. On a positive note, I think the playlist is going to be a really, really great show. So what we're going to do is we're going to kick it off with an old Confederacy of Scum band, Dirty Scum Rock, from their album Bad Will Ambassadors. This is Anti-Scene.
Hi, I'm the Cosmic Commander of Wrestling. If you dig everything that's ever been good about rock and roll, then get on board the Carolina Express with the Bad Will Ambassadors of Rock and Roll. This is Anti-Scene.
Well, he'll cut you with the finger and leave you to die. He's been one of the stick in your eye. Red circle cycle, better leave him alone. Don't believe me, he has caused your own. He's a bad man, broken in, didn't look in his eyes, and a fork in his hand. He's a bad man, broken in, didn't look in his eyes, and a fork in his hand.
With one of the great skateboarding videos of all time, that was Pennywise with Same Old Story. That's from About Time on Epitaph Records. That came out right around the time that I was really getting into punk rock. Right around, like, that was as Epitaph Records was climbing to the pinnacle of their output, when you could be reasonably assured that anything Epitaph Records put out would be great, catchy, Southern California punk rock, and just be entertaining as all shit. And man, that, say what you will about Pennywise, say what you will about the fact that they probably recorded Bro Him half a dozen times, they were entertaining as shit live. I know they've got a new singer, and I know Jim Lundberg has moved on to the Black Pacific and all of that, but in their heyday, they really could not be touched. Before that, the British band Suicidal Supermarket Trolleys from their album Shut Up and Drink, that was Beer. I shall shut up and drink here in a moment. Actually, I'll take a pause right now. That is the Blind Faith IPA from Magic Hat. Delicious stuff. Magic Hat beer finally available now in the state of Kansas after quite a bit of a wait. That brewery is out of Vermont. No, I'm not pulling a Marc Maron here. It's just a tasty beer. And we started everything out with Anti-Scene doing Cosmo in the Sudan from Bad Will Ambassadors. We're going to get into a set of even more punky type stuff. It's still loud, it's still fast, but it's a little more punky. This is a live version of Children of the Revolution from Oi's compilation Volume 3. I highly recommend picking up all installments of the Oi's compilation series. A combination of sort of street punk and ska, and it's fantastic, but Volume 3 is especially good, containing, as it does, Pilfer's, Eastern Standard Time, Dropkick Murphys, and this band, The Unseen, doing, as I said, Children of the Revolution.
Yeah. okay?
From the compilation 85 to 86, that was Dag Nasty with Can I Say. Oh, I need to listen to Dag Nasty more often. I really like him. Every time I listen to Dag Nasty, love him. Just doesn't get pulled out that often. I don't know why. There's more. There are other Discord bands. I think they tend to get overshadowed probably by the likes of Minor Threat and Fugazi. And in this house, the Nation of Ulysses, because we're a little weird. Before that, We Rule Okay from The Pack Is Back by Oxymoron, a German street punk band, which is always a dicey prospect. Anytime you start getting into German punk rock, there's that possibility that you're going to be listening to a band and then all of a sudden you discover that, oh, hey, those are a little racist-y lyrics there. Not such the case with Oxymoron. I saw them, 98, I think, on a tour with the Dropkick Murphys. I would have to go back and take a look at it. But a damn fine live band. They're no longer together. Broke up like 5 years ago, but quite good. Still together are The Unseen. That's a live version of Children of the Revolution, which pretty much, if you've ever heard the recorded studio version, it pretty much kicks its ass. The drum work, especially on that live version from Oi's compilation volume 3 on Radical Records, pretty much wipes the plate with it. We're getting a little bit poppy, but don't worry, we'll get a little angry towards the end in this next set. Also on Epitaph Records, their debut Epitaph release on the Burning Heart Records label as well, Life on a Plate. And the band is Mill and Colin, and the song is Bullion. Myself. Ah, the Beastie Boys. They recorded, you can still occasionally hear some hardcore stuff on their later hip-hop records, the version of Tough Guy, especially on Check Your Head, comes to mind. Does anybody else remember that, like, if you bought Check Your Head on cassette, it was green? I thought that was, like, the most badass thing I'd ever seen, and not, like, clear green, like opaque, like, neon fucking green plastic. It was awesome. Anyhow, Beastie Boys doing Egg Raid on Mojo from the compilation Some Old Bullshit, which has pretty much all their hardcore stuff, like the Cookie Puss EP and so on. Before that, it was the Adverts from their album Crossing the Red Sea with the Adverts in the song The Great British Mistake. TV Smith. The Adverts, really, they're one of those bands, like, everybody knows Gary Gilmore's Eyes and maybe One Chord Wonders, but that whole album is probably my favorite sort of lost or underappreciated British punk, classic British punk album. And we started everything off with Millencolin dueling Bullion from their album Life on a Plate. A band that unfortunately did not tour the United States as much as they probably should have to. They probably would have been far more popular. A lot of those Epitaph bands that were on Burning Heart never really made it over here to the States. You might have, like, Millencolin played the Warped Tour in 97 or 98. But, like, I can't really remember any bands that just totally ever really broke through. Millencolin had a chance. I mean, they had that sort of pop, punk, ska thing going for them, like with tracks like the Monkey Boogie and stuff like that. But never really made it in the States, which is a damn shame. Their latter era stuff isn't as great, but Life on a Plate and Four Monkeys, definitely worth tracking down in the used bins. Speaking of bands that never really got their due, Death. Not to be confused with the metal band of the same name. This band was from Detroit, and it was three brothers, recording, in the early 70s, a proto-punk band that, allegedly, inspired the hell out of Bad Brains. And if you listen to this, you can hear a lot, you can hear in Bad Brains a lot of, what is, in this track. They recorded, they only released one single when they were actually together, and this album, For the Whole World to See, was eventually picked up and released a couple years ago, finally seeing the light of day, an album that had only really ever been bootlegged. But, man, you listen to this and you just know, like, can you imagine, like, just listen to this and then imagine a triple bill with Death, The Stooges, and MC5, and tell me that wouldn't be fantastic. Anyhow, this is Death with Rock and Roll Victim.
What do they know?
Your face is sweaty and your eyes are red. The face of mine is steady. Another stick of brass. The bullet is inside the angel is your own, and that's a room that's at your prayer's home. The wall is covered with the stars, you know. You just can't live without the stereo.
feel.
Rock and roll, I know this is true, 'cause I'm a rock and roll.
the current hot shit in punk rock, hardcore, whatever you want to say. That was Ice Age with Rotting Heights from their album New Brigade. There was an article I read online. I'll track it down and see if I can't link it for you all. It was basically how is hardcore sort of like the next indie-like. Bands like Ice Age and especially Fucked Up are definitely like sort of crossing over to that indie crowd because they're just arty enough. And they sort of appeal, like, to guys and gals who just want to hear, you know, music that kind of rocks out and just gets a little aggression out without being, like, straight punk rock or venturing into any sort of meathead territory. That album is fantastic, and I really look forward to seeing the band live when they play at the Jackpot next month. But definitely curious as to how that turns out live. It's very cold and very has that sort of Velvet Underground-y Echo and the Bunnymen like sort of thing to it, but it's also very dirty punk and loose. Before that, Rites of Spring did Other Way Around from End on End, their sort of compilation, collecting most of their recorded output on Discord. Obviously famous sort of a proto-emo featured Guy Picciotto, who would later go on to be part of one of the founding members of Fugazi, along with Ian MacKaye. And the first song in that set was Death doing Rock and Roll Victim from For the Whole World to See. Definitely buy that. Just go out, buy it. Just you won't be disappointed. Every track on that is a winner. Last set here, we're going to get a little more, let's just go, let's say a little more experimental. It's still rock and roll, it's still punk rock, but it's definitely different. I hope you all are enjoying all of these acts that haven't really made it onto the program before, and this is definitely one that I think the likelihood of it ever making the podcast, except for maybe this song or a couple others. Al Jorgensen made it on as part of Palehead when we played I Will Refuse a while back. But I don't think Ministry itself would ever make it on except for this track. This is sort of the radio edit version of Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang, my dang-along-ling-long.
Wow.
my car. It's a love affair, mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
Ah, Wakarusa Punks, the Short Bus Kids with I Can't Breathe, Red Zone, from their discography 1999 to 2001. A band that burned fast and bright. They would later break up. They broke up a very long time ago. They've since gone on to bands, most notably to form, let's see, and DIY would go on, and a couple of the others would go on to form Harry Belafonte, and Mike Tooley is still around producing records here in the Kansas City, Lawrence area, and fronting the very excellent Ad Astra Orchestra after the dissolution of Ad Astra Per Aspera. Before that, Probot, the sort of... I mean, not really a supergroup. It's just sort of a how to put it. It's Dave Grohl playing a bunch of instruments, playing a lot of sort of 80s metal, and then getting his favorite vocalists to front it. In this case, Mike Dean of Corrosion of Conformity doing that song called Access Babylon. I always thought an excellent follow up to that would have been for Dave Grohl to have gone back to his hardcore roots and get like the original Probot had like King Diamond and Lemmy and all of those folks, and I always thought it would have been awesome to have done a hardcore version where he gets people like Ian MacKay and HR and Dave Smalley and all of these great hardcore vocalists to do those songs. You know, if that ever happens, Dave, I'll be more than happy to take some of the piece of the pie. And we started everything in that set with Ministry doing Jesus Built My Hot Rod, the radio edit, because I didn't want to play the full-length version because it would have taken way more time on the podcast. So, those are all, that is, 15 bands that have never made it onto Sunglasses After Dark. It has never made it in onto any sort of digital rock star journalist output. And now they have, which is going to make doing this, again, a very, very difficult prospect. So I don't imagine it'll happen for another year or two. Anyhow, thank you for downloading. You can find my bloggage about records and zines and books and all sorts of other tangible things in this digital era of ours at rockstarjournalist.com, which is where you can find this podcast each and every Thursday morning at 8 a.m. You can follow me on Twitter at NuthousePunks. Tell your friends to listen and download the podcast. Tell your friends with bands and record labels to send me things for review and airplay, I guess, for lack of a better term. Thanks for listening, and until next week, again, thank you.